crown out the victory there at the end. We knew it was going to be difficult and tough, and we made it tougher on ourselves at times. But, again, great job by the offense to finish the game, and the defense close it out. So, all in all, it's good. Good victory. The guys worked their tails off and got what they deserved today. It's great.
What did this one mean, this win?
It means finish the season with another win.
Is this your last game as a Bengals coach?
I don't know that.
So what happens next?
We'll see. I got to use that one more time, huh? We'll see.
Are we going to talk tomorrow?
Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm. Is there a decision to be made tomorrow morning?
I think, yeah, there's decisions to be made.
Whose decision? Whose decision?
Well, first it would be the ownership, right?
What did you say to your players after that win?
I just told them congratulations on just keep the faith. They continued to hang in there. We put ourselves behind a little bit today at times, and they just kept playing. And, we got the ball down the red zone. We come up with a big interception. We're playing down to a nub. We have many guys left. We have to start suiting up coaches here in a second. And they just kept playing, though, and found a way. And then even there at the end, a fourth down conversion and making the play to win the game. It's awesome. It's a good job by, Andy and the last play there for the touchdown. He got us in the right play. And hit TB right down the middle of the field, just like they talked about during the timeout.
A lot happens over an offseason. Can there be a momentum and a sense of belief in players that can come from the last 2 weeks?
Well, I think there's a sense of doing it the right way, accomplishment. Obviously, when you go back to a new season, you start from scratch. You got new people, new places, new things. So, again, that's the way you want to finish the thing. And we had a couple. We lost three games in a row, and that's why we're in this situation now. If we win those three games, we're standing here having a different conversation right now. So that's the unfortunate thing.
Do you feel like you've done enough to get an offer to keep?
I'm not going to speculate on things like that.
Well, where was today during those 3 weeks?
Well, we were without some guys, during those 3 weeks. We were without players, and we had a lot of new young players, and over these 2 or 3 weeks, they've grown up a little bit now, and gotten a little better. But, it's when you lose three guys at a spot, and, it's hard, and you can't overcome that. And we didn't, we didn't get them in the right spots and give us ourselves a chance. We hurt ourselves early in a couple of those games with plays and penalties and so forth that put us behind.
Do you feel that this game had any impact on what might happen tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't know that.
What can you take out of this, considering you think back to Pittsburgh and Chicago the week after that and then end it like you did?
Well, again, we just continued to the players just continued to work hard and understand and do and as I said, we had some young guys playing that we got Hardy Nickerson, Jordan Evans, guys that now became starting players in the NFL, and that's a difficult thing. It's not easy as you think. So, and as well as all the things, and so you're ratcheting up. Now you got different guys in special teams and so forth. So, again. I'm happy for those young guys, and obviously, they came through, and guys like Vinny Ray, who just keep fighting his tail off, day in and day out, and I don't know how many times we had to, they carted him off the field today, but he just kept playing. But having Dre back the last couple of weeks made a huge difference in the back end. Darquez goes back to his spot, so we got put together differently defensively, and obviously I think. The continuing to stay with running the football today, we made big strides. Running the football today was the difference in the football game for us. It got us off to a good start early. We needed to run it. We were able to run it until they start ganging up on us at the end. But that was, so that was a big part of the game early on.
Do you want to coach him?
Yes. Yes, I will coach this team.
Marvin, you say if you meet with Mike Brown tomorrow, he says he wants you back, your decision would be to come back.
Well, it's more complicated than that.
Regardless of what happens tomorrow, how gratifying was this today for you personally?
Well, I have a lot of great memories here. You know?
Okay.
I do. I have a lot of great memories here. You can't, you know, I started coaching here in this stadium in 97. You know, there were some tough times, a lot of good times. But, coming here and seeing the people here that mean a lot to me, the people of the Ravens organization. I wouldn't be in Cincinnati if it wasn't for them. So they mean a lot to me. And it's fun to come here, and they know what they're going to get when I come here. Our guys are going to fight to the end, and that's all they know. And, I appreciate that from our players.